That is not possible.
It is possible. It just happened. That just happened.
In tonight's episode of Eagles Unscripted, we talk to long snapper John Dornbos about his surprising path to the NFL and his love for the Eagles. Plus, he'll wow us with some of his impressive magic tricks.
Yes or no? That's your card.
That would be no.
The five of clubs, is that it?
No.
Three of spades.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
No.
So is any one of these right here? I mean, we have a king, queen, seven, nine,
no.
Six.
No?
No. I know. This is it. King of hearts. Was that it? Thank you.
That would also be incorrect.
Come on.
You're a California guy.
Heck yeah. SoCal, baby.
Good. Not that it's apparent at all, but you seem to have really made Philly your home.
You know, I love it here. I met my wife here in 07, I would say. We've been married. We're in our fourth year now. Her family's from here. You know, Philadelphia is one of those markets where they embrace you for who you are. You know what I mean? They don't want you to be somebody you're not. They want you to play hard and just be yourself, and they'll love you for it. You know, you don't have to be the best player, but if you play hard here in this city, most of the time you're going to come out on top, you know, if you give it your all. And if you're yourself, they love you. So it's such a great market. It's such a great fan base. The fans are so passionate here, and it's a great place to meet great people. It's a blue-collar town. It's the city of brotherly love. You know, I mean, what is there not to love? I'm here, and it's great. I go home. Yeah, I live in a nice neighborhood, but I'm low man on the totem pole. I'm like the neighbor that the whole neighborhood's trying to figure out how to kick out. You know what I mean? So I love it here. My wife's from here, and it's, yeah, I call Philly my home.
A number of years ago, I worked in a broadcast booth with Dale Hellestrick. And it was the first time that I had any kind of an idea that there was somebody who was a long snapper and that was what his job was with an NFL team. It's not something when you're a kid, you know, you run around and say, I'm going to be in the NFL one day and I'm going to be a long snapper. Where did that all come from?
Well, so I'm in high school and my high school coach says, hey, you know, can you throw this between your legs? Because I could throw pretty good and I'm really flexible. So I kind of messed around with it in high school a little bit. You know, Coach Craven got me started a little bit. Then I thought I was the greatest college high school player ever, right? And apparently, I've said it before, not one college thought the same thing. So I go to a junior college, and I go to Golden West Junior College, who at the time, they were 0-30, hadn't won a game in 3 years.
So your chances are looking pretty good for playing time.
That was my thought. Right. Now, it was the number one JC conference in America. You had Long Beach Poly, Palomar, Cerritos, Mount SAC, great colleges. I just wanted to get on the field. So I wasn't going to go to a JUCO in red shirt and not play. So I went to where it's 0-30. I played right away. I thought I was the greatest JUCO outside linebacker in the history of the world, and not one college thought the same thing, right? So I was like, man. So I played with a guy named Nick Heinle. He was number 47. I was 48. I'm sorry, I was 47. He was 48. We were both like an outside backer, DN. I was kind of a finesse, covered the slot receivers, blitz a little bit off the edge, and he was like just a downhill and just crushed people. So I made a highlight film of us two. Took his big hit. It's JUCO film. It was kind of blurry. Take two, you know, his big hits, my finesse, cool. Then we had a 6'6 long snapper who was money, better than I am today. His name was Tim Thurman. So I was like, I'll just throw in his snapping, and then we'll just see what happens. So I mailed the film to UTEP, right? So they offered me a full ride to long snap. That's all they wanted me to do. So I was like, oh, wow. So I kind of had to go back. Now, I'm not 6'6", and I'm not really – don't really consider
myself
a long snapper.
You're telling me this whole career is predicated on a lie. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. It was more like a fib. Hey, look.
No, this is a lie.
And then sneak in the door.
This is a big lie.
Look, it's again, you're looking at the wrong details here.
Sorry.
No, so, I mean, I got in the door. I don't encourage what I did, but it worked for me. And then, like, you know, if you want to go to the league, you need a little bit of luck. And I really think that you got to have people around you that want to see you succeed. And then you got to put yourself in a position mentally and physically that when you get an opportunity, you give it all you got and you can't look back.
Wave to everybody at home. You ready? All right, go like this, give him a suki. Just like that, look at the camera, and go, peace out.
Peace out.
All right, give me a high five, man. Everybody know what Christmas is all about?
Yeah!
Yeah, well, it's about each other, and it's about helping each other, and it's about friends and family. So
you like working with kids, don't you?
I love it. I think kids are cool. And you know, there was a time in my life where my Aunt Susan adopted me, and a lot of people from the outside wanted to help me and wanted to see me succeed. And like I said, I think in life, if you surround yourself with people that want to see you succeed, then odds are you're going to succeed. If you surround yourself with a bunch of people that don't really care about you, then odds are it's going to be a much, much different battle. So the best way to say thank you to all those people is to do nothing more than just at least help people around you maybe achieve what they want to achieve and be one of those people that those people can look at and say, hey, this guy wants to help me succeed. Let's just all come together and be a part of it. And kids, I think, are they're just fun to work with. They're so innocent and they're so cool. And I was a kid once, and I remember all I wanted to do was meet Griffey, you know, and Jay Buhner. And I think one of the coolest parts about being in the NFL is not only playing, not only reaping all the benefits of being in the league and the Nike and all, it's cool, but there's something about sharing that experience with my friends and people around you that don't get to live it every day. And to me, it's one of the most humbling things that, you know, maybe when you start taking it for granted at times because it becomes your daily routine, all of a sudden you bring one of those guys in and then you sit there and look at him, you're like, man, I do got a cool gig, you know, and I'm just as excited to be here as I was when I was 20, 21 years old. So to me, that's one of the coolest parts of the NFL.
I'm John Dornbos. Welcome to Locker Room Baseball. Oh! It's not that big.
Ah! That ball moved, man. That ain't funny. That's not funny.
Out of here.
You host a show for the Eagles Television Network. You hosted another show for the Eagles Television Network. Where did that come from? Is that something that you thought about doing, wanted to do? Is that something that you might think about doing when you finish playing football?
You know, I've always liked the TV business. I've always liked the movie business. I got friends that are actors and producers, and I love the storytelling aspect and just the whole business of making a movie. I like, but really, Rob Alberino. When I came here as a rookie, met me and Joe Helder, who are big-time producers of ETN at the time. And so those guys really groomed me and taught me the behind-the-scenes and how to see things visually through a camera lens as you're performing on the lens so that they can edit it and timing and spacing and beats and stuff like that. So it's something I enjoy. And so I was never nervous. It's just more or less kind of finessing and fine-tuning your skills and your craft to hopefully be what the audience wants to listen to.
Here we are, Wing Bowl 21, 2013. Representing the greatest city in the world as the commissioner, one of the greatest highlights. Now this is the Wing Bowl. We're going to do everything we can to bring a Super Bowl. Hopefully we'll go bowls 2-for-2 this year. I'm out.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hold up. When I snap, remember that six of diamonds? Check it out, man. Show everybody home. Remember that six of diamonds? Check it out.
He said I'm blowing his mind.
Check it out.
Oh! Right on!
If there's not 10, I'm in trouble. There's 10.
Thank you. Give me some ball.
Full disclosure. I'm like a kid at Christmas with magic. Love it. My family will tell you. I don't want to know secrets behind the scenes. I don't want to know. I want to be amazed. I want to enjoy it. Where did that all come from?
When I first got into magic, there were guys like Lance Burton and David Copperfield and Siegfried and Roy, and they all had TV specials. And I'll never forget, I did a talent show and did one of Lance Burton's candle acts verbatim, right? And it wasn't until after that another magician kind of came up to me and said, hey, that was awesome, but you can't really steal other people's material and do it verbatim. That's his, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And you kind of grow as a performer. And I think even when you get into music, you learn cover songs and that gets you in, and then you find your own voice. Same thing in magic. And Ken Sands was somebody that I met when I was in junior high, and he was a friend of my aunt's. He was a magician and my mentor. I owe my whole career to him because he taught me something in magic, that if magic is your end-all be-all and you're on stage and you make a coin disappear and the only reason you were on stage was to make that coin disappear, you're going to get a golf clap. But instead, if that coin is a conduit and is nothing but a tool between you and your audience to build a relationship between you and that audience, now you make that coin disappear. And that's not the end all be all. That's just what's going to bring us together. You'll get a standing ovation.
Now, I want to make sure that people realize what we're talking about here. This is not, you know, your uncle at the Thanksgiving dinner table saying, hey, give me a deck of cards. I've got a trick for you. I've seen you do some incredible stuff.
Open yours up. Look at it. Rub on there. Make sure that's the picture I drew of you. Show the camera with your signature on it, and it doesn't smear.
Yeah, speaking of how you said I'm not really like your Uncle Bob with a deck of cards, funny because that's what I happen to have here, so I'll be Uncle Bob. It is what it is. Put your hand out. Put both hands together, and we're going to make it like a table. So we're going to make this super easy for you. All you got to do is say stop.
Stop.
Okay. Take it and look at it.
The top?
Yep, yep. You got it? Yep. Okay, look at it. Show the camera. Here's a pen, a Sharpie. Okay, what I want you to do is sign your name on this side of the Sharpie, or on this side of the card. Yeah, on the face of the card. You got it? We'll put it right here. And now I'm going to do this so all the cameras can see it. We'll go really nice and slow. We're going to leave it sticking up so you guys can all see it. We good? We good? We good? We're going to leave it sticking out. Are you right or left-handed?
Right.
Put your right hand out. And then you take your other hand and push your card in. And then I want you to shuffle it up. Yeah, shuffle the deck up. And then we're going to take, I got a wall here. Yeah, go ahead. You just shuffle it up.
Any number of times? Doesn't make any difference?
It doesn't matter. We're going to put this right here. Actually, we'll set this in your lap right there. That'll work. Perfect. Now, here's the trick. Are you ready?
Yep.
So hopefully we're going to do this. We're going to shoot these up in the air. I'm going to pull out one card. One card only. It's a... Bam! Yes or no? That's your card.
That would be no.
Right. Okay. Hold on. I got this. I got this string right here. We're going to light the string. Hopefully something really cool is going to happen.
What do you mean you're going to
light the string? Watch. I know. This is it. This is called Disappearing Lighter. Watch carefully. Don't mind the flame. But you have picked none other than the King of Hearts. Thank you.
That would also be incorrect, but it's a...
Come on.
No,
I know. Before we started, what I did is I went through here and I put a prediction in my shoe because I figured where else would you want to see a card up here than none other than the shoe? You can see it right there at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab it out.
Yeah.
Very plainly in sight. Not only that, but as you notice, we were using a blue deck. The back of your card has changed colors magically. Hello, magic. Welcome the Five of Clubs. Was that it?
No.
Come on.
No.
No, I know. Here, hold on. I got another prediction. Right there. Go ahead and grab that. It's unbelievable. It's a prediction. Look at this. Okay, here. No, that's not it. Okay, that's fine. Here's the deal. You see how all the cards are all over the place?
They're all over
the
place.
This is a true story.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a true story. I was at a Kinko's one time. This chick came up and she had her kid. And she's like, hey, oddly enough, hey, look, I have a deck of cards for you, John. You're the magic man. Welcome to Philly. I was like, okay, this is awkward, but cool. Will you do a trick for my kid? I took them and I sprayed them out in my hand like that. They went all over the copy machine. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, cool. I hit copy. And I was just, again, wing it, right?
Right.
Wing it. And something, open this little flap right here.
This little flap?
Yeah, yep. And then go ahead and hold it up. And then show the camera, but I want you to pull out what's in there. Something printed out from the printer. And don't open it yet, but something printed out from the printer. Here it is. And what's cool is that after I did this, when I hit print, you're going to notice all the cards were facing one direction, except one was face down on the printer. Come on!
And what? Really?
Came out, and I, bam! And I said, name your card out loud. Which card?
Do I have to name, I have to name my card out loud? I don't remember what it was. It was eight?
Eight?
Was it eight?
Okay, that's fine.
Right, was it eight of clubs?
Okay, but you signed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. It's the one face down. Get it?
That's a hell of a trick.
Well, I have an eight of spades face down.
Was it an eight of spades?
Well, I don't know, because really, not only did it print out, but go ahead and open that wallet.
See, I knew you were going to.
No. Open the whole wallet. There's a zipper pocket right there.
I knew you were going to have it back.
No, hold on. You had the card, you had the deck, you shuffled. I put a prediction in that little, reach in there and see if we got it. And then turn it over, and then there's an eight of spades.
And then there is my
with your signature
card
in the wallet
with my signature.
Okay. Quick impromptu mess. This is called Disappearing Wallet.
And this is called Disappearing Ace.
Yeah, that's how it works, man. That's the basics. And for all of you at home wondering, well, how did he do it? You need extra cards. Excuse me.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
All I want you to do is say stop.
Stop.
Okay. There's a few cards here. Well, did you want this one or that one? It doesn't really matter.
I'll take this one.
Okay, look, there's an ace.
Right.
Okay, now, that doesn't really look that big a deal, but if you put it down here and we come over the top, see, look, there's a two.
Right.
We're starting to get a little theme here. If you cut this way, there's a three. Ah, if you take a jack, because it's the club, obviously, if you take it like this and shake, your jack becomes the four, because that's the one we needed, which means when I need that jack, the jack was there, just so we don't get confused. If you go here, we need the five, we can find that five. You know what I mean? I tell you what, touch one. Which one? Okay, pull it up. Don't turn it over, but check it out.
No.
There's the six. There's the sick. Now, look, you didn't know what to expect, so we'll go this way. We'll do it. Say stop.
Stop.
Right here. Look very carefully.
Meant to stop.
Watch. Check it out. See if we got it. Should look. There's the seven. Now, look, we can go on and on.
Apparently, you can go on and on.
Well, even with the deck that shuffled, here's the idea. It wouldn't have mattered because even if you shuffle these guys up, right, we cut them up this way. When it's all said and done, we can go on and on and on, but it's better just to shuffle those guys back in order. And there you have a deck, a new deck order. We got the clubs, diamonds, spades, hearts, just that way, just like that. Now, I have a paperclip right here, okay?
Right.
As you guys can see, we have a paperclip. This is the shuffle that I encourage every parent to teach their child, okay? It's pretty simple. You can't really mess it up as a parent. You're pretty good to go. Pull one out. Do not look at it. Look.
No, I'm not looking at it.
Look. Well, you got to look at the back.
Okay.
So I don't. Are you sure that's the one you want?
Yes.
Okay, look. We good?
Yeah.
I'm going to take this, put it in a paperclip like this. We're going to leave this right here on the table.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Dornbos. We now have a card and a paperclip resting on the table right here. Now, look. Now, we're going to do this. You get to reach in here and pull out whichever one you want. You're going to take that pen. So go ahead and pull one out. Show the camera. Don't show me. Take the pen, and I want you to sign this side of the card. Is it a black face card? Because it's hard to see the ink.
Okay,
pick a different one. I'll tell you what. I'm going to turn around. Like, for instance, the two would be a great card. Two of hearts would be a great one to pick because it's easy to see. So why don't you go ahead and just pull one out.
Okay.
We'll use any card you want. No, I'm just kidding. Here, pull one out. But when you sign it, I want to see the ink for TV. You know what I mean? So okay. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
I'm going to turn this way. You sign it. All right.
How do I know you're not looking?
Well, it's television. I am. Okay, now I can see it because it makes the trip. Perfect card, because when you see the ace, I can see your name. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's perfect. So look, here's the deal. I have an ace of diamonds.
Right.
Put your hand out flat.
Right.
And all I want you to do is take it and put it on top of the ace so everybody can see. All right, now look, this is the hard move, okay? If I take an eight of diamonds,
right.
Watch the eight of diamonds.
Yeah.
Watch. And I just tap. I can get your ace, which means, remember that eight of diamonds?
Yeah.
Go ahead and look underneath your hand. Check it out.
That's not possible.
We can get him to switch.
That is not possible.
It is possible. It just happened. That just happened. Now, here's another cool move, because if you take it this way, I'll take the ace, and I'm going to do what's called a slip cut, which means the ace goes here, and it goes here like this. Okay.
Right.
And we're going to go like this, and I'm going to introduce to you what's called a slop shuffle. I just told you the parent shuffle, which is really good. A normal shuffle is what we've been doing. It's when you take cards like this, two halves come together. It's a normal shuffle. A slop shuffle is this. Watch this. This is great. It's when you take half the cards face up, half the cards face down, and we actually shuffle them together this way. All right? So now they're all mixed up. We have some cards face up. We have some cards face down. So that way, when you kind of break them apart this way, you can see that they're all mixed up.
Right.
We're looking for one very specific card that was signed by you. Right?
Right.
Put your hand on top. Tell me if you felt this.
Yeah.
That's the magic word. What's your magic word?
I had no idea.
That's great.
Put your hand up. That's when all the cards go back in order, except for one. Right there in the center, the face-up, face-down, slop shuffle cards, we can always find your ace. Now, we're going to do this a little bit slower. Watch this. Say stop.
Stop.
We're going to go right here.
Okay.
Okay? This is my favorite move. All the cards are face-down.
Right.
Right? It's not on the bottom.
Right.
Seven of diamonds. And I'm going to show you. Whoop. It's not on top. It's a seven of spades.
Got it.
I've got to get your ace to come out of the middle, shoot out, and come out facing us. Watch this. Hopefully, we'll nail it on the first try. Your ace from the center. We can get it to come out, grab it, and we can find it and get it whenever we need it. Now, a lot of people don't think that's visual enough.
Okay, I was fine with it.
Well, yeah, that's okay. So if I take the ace of diamonds, Scott, and we bend it in half,
yeah,
right? We do that so when it comes here like this, we can see it,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, like, check this out. These go on top,
right?
All right? And all I got to do is just jump it to the top and watch. A card will jump to the top. Go ahead and look at it. Check it out.
How did you do that?
Show the camera. Now, here's the deal.
I said I wasn't going to ask.
Well, here's the problem. Now we have a card with a bend in it. You know
right.
what I mean? There's a bend in it.
Right.
So put your hand on top.
Right.
Watch this. Oh, hold on. We got to go back to the...
Hey,
I forgot about that.
That's the magic move.
Yeah.
Check it out with the bend. Check it out. Turn it over. Show the camera. With the bend, it changes. Now, here's the deal. Before we started, I had you pick a card. Hold on.
Right.
Very slowly, we did not look at it, and I stuck it in a paperclip.
Right.
See if my prediction matches. Oh! If the prediction you picked matches what you picked. See if that's an ace of diamonds. Might even look familiar. The card in the paperclip the entire time is none other than the ace of diamonds. And for all of you at home wondering, well, how did he do it? You need extra cards. excuse me, and it's when you have the, excuse me, when you have the extra cards, then you're good to go, and you can actually reach out this way. And sometimes, if you need, oh wait, I need another two, or I need a jack, or a nine. It does. Whenever you need these extra guys, you can just keep pulling them from all over the place. That's how the trick's done.
So. I've learned a couple of very, very important things today. One of which is long snappers have way too much time on their hands.
Specialists. Just in general.
All specialists.
Yeah, all specialists.
Hey, that was a great time. Thanks, guys.
Dude, I covered the lens.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th Annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And for those of you that watch ETN, which should be all you guys, let's hope they like Wheat Thins.
John Durenbos, you make me sick.
Hannah Montana, check.
Highway to the danger zone. Danger zone.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Celebrities everywhere. This is off the chain, dude. LaDainian Tomlinson is walking by. Let's go. Hey, this is unreal. He's one of my favorite players. I played against him in college. He killed it. So, hey, LT, hey, will you answer some questions for us about the Chinese theater?
What about these?
I told you from the first day I met you.
Now, we dance.
I reckon y'all better get out of here right now.
I've seen it before from another magician.
Really? What happens? Okay, hold on. Does he take it like this and it disappears?
What's the way you're here?
In the fasheezy. I have no idea. We snuck past security.
Eagles, keep it up.
Believe,
keep
baby.
It up.
Believe,
Luxor.
And just like my man Houdini, we're out Houdini style.